There. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, get in here right now, because it's time for the party with Big John and Sparky.
And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Mayor Tells of His Wedding Plans. Well, actually, it came as quite a shock to all of us that the mayor was going to get married. He's been toying with the idea for some time now, ever since he met the charming Miss Daffodil Dilly, the rich widow from Florida. But now, I guess they're actually going to do it. Sparky takes a dim view of this, for he sees the possibility of losing forever one of his very best friends. He's trying desperately to figure out a way to foil the mayor's romantic plans.
Hey, Big John, can you figure out something for me?
Well, I'll try. Why, what seems to be worrying you, Sparky?
Well, all I want to know is, why would a perfectly happy man like Mayor Plumfront up and want to do a thing like the mayor has gone and done?
Why would a perfectly happy man like Mayor Plumfront want to do what? What was that mouthful again, would you say?
Well, why would he want to do what he did?
Why would he want to do what he did? Well, what did he do? As far as I know, Mayor Plumfront hasn't done a thing, at least nothing out of the ordinary.
You mean getting married isn't anything out of the ordinary?
Getting married? Oh, you mean the mayor announcing his engagement to the widow Dilly. Well, Sparky, what's so horrible about that? If the mayor wants to get married, he has a perfect right to do so, doesn't he?
Well, who would ever want to get married?
Well,
I mean, especially somebody like Mayor Plumfront. Now, look, there's a man who's got everything to live for.
Well, oh, Sparky, you act like the mayor's going to face a firing squad or something like that.
Oh, boy, it's worse. Big John, how would you like to be married to the widow Dilly?
Well, I think it would be, I well, come to think of it, I never looked at it that way. Oh, my goodness, I'm only kidding. Miss Dilly is a very nice lady, you know that.
Yeah, I know that, but I wish I could figure out some way to keep the mayor from marrying her.
Well, you just don't have to worry about that at all. After all, he's a grown man, and he can take care of... There's the doorbell. Now, look, that's probably the mayor. He said he was coming over this afternoon, and I want you to be perfectly on your very best behavior. Do you understand?
Oh, boy, is he bringing Miss Dilly with him?
Well, that doesn't make any difference, but I suppose he is. But if he does, don't you dare act like you have been acting right now. You be nice to Miss Dilly. Now, run along and answer the door. You hear?
Okay.
All right. Oh, that Sparky certainly can get upset about anything that has to do with romance. I never saw the like of it. Can you imagine such a thing as a little kid like that being jealous of an old man like Mayor Plumfront after all? I guess he just doesn't want to give up his friends, that's all. They have had a lot of good times together.
It's the mayor and Miss Dilly.
Oh, well, hello there. Come on in. Howdy, Buster, howdy.
Well... Hello, Big John. Hello.
Hello, Miss Dilly. Say, it's nice to see you again. Here, sit down in this chair. This is the most comfortable one in the house.
Well, how nice. Thank you, Big John.
What'd you say, Sparky?
I said I'll just sit down right over here, Big John. If you don't mind.
Yes, all right. And you sit down right here, Mayor.
Yeah, thank you, Buster. And you just sit down here on this chair next to me. I've got a lot to tell you, Buster.
All right, Mayor. Say, that's a very nice perfume you're wearing, Miss Dilly. Something from Paris, no doubt.
Oh, but Big John, I'm not wearing any perfume.
I'm afraid that's me, Buster. A little lilac cologne there. I bought a bottle of it up at Clyde Pillroller's drugstore for $1.298. I got it sprinkled on my handkerchief here in my coat pocket.
Say, Mayor, you're a regular Beau Brummel. Yes, sir, the way you have that fancy handkerchief sticking out of the breast pocket of your coat, and take a look at that fancy tie. What kind of flowers are those on that tie there, Mayor?
Well, they're daffodils, Buster. Yellow daffodils on a royal blue background. And I suppose you know why I'm wearing a tie with daffodils on it, don't you, Buster?
I sure do. It's because Miss Dilly's first name is Daffodil, isn't it?
Oh, you two utterly charming, charming boys, you.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I like the kind of ties the mayor used to wear. I mean, those hand-painted ones with the lions and the tigers and the baseball players on them. Boy, those are good-looking ties, all right.
Lions and tigers, you mean? The mayor wore those ties with the lions and tigers on them. Oh, how shocking.
What do you mean, how shocking? What's wrong with that? Listen, I think it's keen.
But lions and tigers are so ferocious. So unlike the mayor, the mayor's so kind and gentle and romantic.
Yes, that's right. I am for a fact.
Yuck.
Now, Sparky.
Mayor, you said that you have a lot of things to tell me.
Oh, yes, so we do, lad. Say, did you see the paper today?
No.
Here, take a look at this. Just look at this. There, what do you think of that?
Well, a big picture of you and Miss Dilly coming out of the marriage license office at City Hall. Hey, and right on the front page of today's paper. How about that?
Hip old Al Shottlecotty, the reporter, and Alan Kane, the photographer, got wind of it, and they were down there to get the story. Come up there and snap a picture before I had a chance even to tell them not to. Not that I would have. It's a good picture, don't you think?
Yeah, I should say so. Makes you look real handsome. Miss Dilly, you're as beautiful as a movie star here.
Which one? Lassie?
What'd you say, Sparky?
What?
I say, what'd you say?
Nothing. I just said that Alan Kane sure is a good photographer. Takes real good pictures.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Well, let's see what the paper says here. Mayor Plumfront made a startling announcement this morning after many years of bachelorhood. Continued on back page, let's say. The mayor surprised everyone by appearing at the marriage license office to apply for a license to get married.
I suppose that nobody expected you old mayor to up and catch such a charming creature like my little old Daffodilly here.
Oh, Mayor, you say the sweetest thing.
Yeah, I do for a fact, don't I? Well, read on there, Buster. What else does it say about us in the paper?
Let's see. Continued on page 7. The mayor introduced his future bride to his many friends at City Hall. She is the former debutante of Okeechobee City and now one of the principal stockholders in the Great Western Oil and Gas Company. Well, isn't that nice?
Yep, guess that sort of makes it official there.
Yep, looks like it's too late now.
What'd you say, Sparky?
Nothing you'd be interested in, Big John. I'm just kind of sitting here talking to myself, that's all.
I see. Well, Mayor, now that you and Miss Dilly have your marriage license, when is the big event going to take place?
Well, Buster, that's what I'm here to talk to you about. This morning, the very charming Miss Dilly and myself went downtown and we picked out Miss Dilly's wedding gown.
Well, say, that sounds nice. You're planning a big wedding? It sounds like it.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
Oh, yes, yes. We're going to have a big wedding up to the church. Reverend Mansdorfer's going to perform the ceremony and going to have his $5 wedding there. And we're going to have ushers dressed up in them there suits with the stiff collars and the tails on the coats and things like that, you know.
Oh, who all is going to be in the wedding party?
Well, I sort of thought that I'd have Yuki Butcher as one of the ushers and Clyde,
Narramore?
No. Clyde Pillroller, Waldo Wubbleding, and B. John?
Yes?
Thought maybe you'd like to be my best man.
Well, hey, great. Be an honor and a pleasure. Yes, indeed.
Well, then we'll all go down to Harry's haberdashery shop and pick out our suits. Harry rents suits for weddings, you know.
Yes, I know.
I don't think that old Harry will have much trouble fitting you, Buster. You're a tall, handsome young man. It's me I'm worrying about. Do they make them their suits with the tails big enough for a feller like me?
Why, of course they do, Mayor, and I'll bet that you'll look handsome in your suit. Wouldn't you agree to that, Miss Dilly?
Oh, indeed I will, Big John. My darling Mayor will look handsome in anything.
That's right, that's right.
And I wonder about the lad here. Do you think old Harry has got something down in his haberdashery shop to fit Sparky there?
To fit me?
Yeah.
What do I need clothes for, Mayor?
Well, you're going to be in the wedding. My goodness, Miss Dilly's little niece is going to be the flower girl, and you, lad, are going to be the ring bearer, you see.
Oh, no, sirree, not me, no, sir.
Oh, sure you are, lad. You'll walk down the aisle right alongside little Felice. That's Miss Dilly's little niece's name, lad. Philly Dilly, we call her. You'll walk down the aisle alongside Philly Dilly, and she'll be carrying a basket of rose petals and dropping them on the floor, and you'll be carrying a sateen pillow with a wedding ring on it. Oh, I tell you, words fail me. It'll be real pretty, lad, real pretty.
No, sirree, not me.
Yes.
I'm not going to be in any old sissy wedding.
Oh, now, Sparky, of course you are. Why, Sparky, you should be thrilled that the mayor values your friendship so much to want you in his wedding. You sure are going to be in his wedding.
Oh, me. Oh, what a mess this is. Oh, boy. Help me. Oh, boy. How do I ever manage to get into messes like this? How can any one boy get into so many messes at one time? It isn't bad enough that I'm having trouble with the kids in our club. Yeah, it isn't bad enough that I might wake up some fine morning and find out that I'm no longer the Exalta High Lama of the purple and white garter in my club. But I, of all people, have to be the ring bearer in Mayor Plumfront's old wedding. Boy, I'm telling you, I almost feel like moving out of this house and finding myself a nice, quiet cave to live in, like a hermit or something like that. Boy, what a mess.